I was thinking about this. How is it in this day and age, with as many people as we have who love sports, and if you have any inkling of any talent whatsoever nowadays, back in the day, you know, go to school and become an insurance agent, son. That sports thing isn't going to work out.
Or maybe guys were on the farm, helping families on the farm so they didn't play.
Yeah.
Or they were black. Weren't allowed to play, Dell.
What?
Barnstorming league. Hello.
But why? Yeah. Or yeah. You gotta help the family. You're 12. You need to get to work, son. 12. Yeah. True.
You're not playing baseball. You're gonna do what your father did, which is slaughter cattle.
That's right. And bale hay. That's what we do. And nowadays, you would think LeBron James with 7 straight NBA finals, Tom Brady going to his 8th Super Bowl. You would think it would be impossible in this day and age of all the people who love sports. And if you have, again, any talent whatsoever, you were going to push it to the max and we're going to get you the best coaching and you're going to go to the best and you're going to be as good as you can possibly. And yet these guys are dominating their sport. No one has dominated their sports before. Now, Michael Jordan dominated the sport before, obviously.
Bill Russell
only got one title.
Bill Russell, but that's when there were four teams.
Yeah, 4 teams, and it was all white guys and the Celtics.
And no one could ever change teams.
Yeah, right.
You signed a contract that was open-ended. Right. Is there an end date on this? Nope, not until you start baling hay.
No, and by the way, the Celtics were just better at picking guys than anybody else. Yeah, they knew how to do it, and apparently everybody else was Rick Smith. Out of nowhere. Why? Why has Rick got to catch it?
You threw it. I don't know why he's got to catch it.
Well, how in the world are these guys with how important sports is in American history right now, and football is, how are they, and basketball, how are they dominating so? It's just, I think it speaks to their greatness more than anything, right?
Yeah, it has to. Brady coming back without Gronk is pretty substantial. But, you know, he did it with the help of some pass interference penalties, no question. And if that's what happens, that's what happens. I mean, the one thing that A.J. Bouye's always struggled with at times is getting handsy down the field. And he got caught with it last week against the Steelers, and he got caught with it this week against Brandon Cooks. Although one of them was Jalen's and one of them was Bouye's. But they gained 70 yards on pass interference penalties. It was huge.
The one along the sideline is questionable. They're both, you know, hand fighting, but he rode him out of bounds. So, you know, I can see where Jaguar fans and people who bet all that money on the plus 270 money line were pissed off, like my buddies who were pissed off going, you know, come on. The other one was pass interference. I don't think there's any question about that. Here he is. He's riding him out of bounds. And, you know, I get it. They're both hand fighting, but, you know,
it's not
like Cooks was running out of bounds on his own.
John, the Jags could have also gone to the Super Bowl. There was some work to be done here.
Oh, yeah.
There was some work to be done here. Who was it last week that I had on? No, I didn't have anyone on. It was a conversation. Who was it that said they could set the record for penalties this week? Because they have to do everything they can to make sure that the
what was a bit surprising was that fumble recovery by Miles Jack. I was shocked.
You were
shocked.
That to me was an open.
Still holding the ball up against his leg. I was shocked that the ref said, "Oh no, it's Jaguar ball."
Were you
ball.
Really? Yeah. You got to finish. It's the same way. Once you lose possession, which the ball was out, it's an open possession. He didn't finish with it. To me, that was an easy one. Although that place erupted.
However, I get that it was an easy one. However, I'm still shocked.
Yeah, I get it.
It went against the Patriots.
All I could hear in the stands. I'm listening. I'm up here actually working, and I'm watching on my I've got it on my TV, but it's delayed. So late in games, I had to come out here and watch on that because I heard somebody go, "Oh my God!" And I'm like, "God, I'm not going to be able to do this," you know, because I'm watching on the stream. On the CBS stream on my phone, like on TV, and I was going back between tape and like every play, there's a button I could push that can toggle. So I'm watching tape and then I'm watching a game. Well, you know, here's one thing. That game went almost exactly the way I felt it would go, where there, I mean, exactly the way. The bullies are too much. Like, there was no way New England was going to like playing them because their defensive front's too much for the offensive line.
Gronk, but it wasn't, Jalen Ramsey, they gave Brady plenty of time. He had a lot of protection four times. But he had plenty of time. I was shocked. I thought they would do a lot more.
That's because they didn't blitz.
Yeah, they didn't blitz at all.
But that's Tom Coughlin. That's what he's going to do, right? That was
he's going to rush to four.
Well, that's not Tom Coughlin. It's Doug Marrone's team. No, John, remember?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, Jacksonville, Tom Brady didn't do anything till the fourth quarter. I thought Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey on Gronk was, although they didn't, they said they were going to do that, or Tony Romo would make it sound like that he got that from a production meeting. AJ Bouye was on it. Like, they weren't making automatic Jalen Ramsey on Gronk, and every once in a while he would be. Gronk was ineffective, and we'll get to the concussion play. But I felt like that game went exactly, Jacksonville got off to the start. They were physical. They had really physically outmatched the Patriots. And then at the end, it comes down to, do you have a quarterback who can make enough plays? And here's the bottom line. No matter what anyone wants to say, they couldn't get first downs and get out of their side of the field. They couldn't. Blake Bortles couldn't do it. And you can say what you want. I mean, if I were them, I would have started running zone reads. Just say, run, Blake. I know you're not going to throw it.
Yeah, right. He didn't run nearly as much as I thought he was going to.
And I thought... The one thing is, one guy, what it came down to is one team has a quarterback who can make a play when you really need it, and one team doesn't.
Yep.
And Jaguar fans can say whatever they want, and people can try to do whatever they want to big up, you know, he got here, he played a good game, and Tony Romo, he should be very proud of the game he played. That's all fine and good. The fact still remains, Blake Bortles just can't make enough plays if you need him to, because Jacksonville at the end needed him to make plays.
Right, yeah.
Don't tell me about the Steeler game. I don't care about the Steeler game. I'm talking about when it's Super Bowl, time to get to a Super Bowl. I just don't think he's a guy in 8 out of 10 times that can make the plays.
No, when after Brady took the lead at 24-20.
Oh, you knew that.
You knew
was
it was
done.
Over. You yeah. knew it was over. First of all, you knew Brady was going to do that.
Yep.
And secondly,
all this felt predetermined.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Brady was going to bring him back. He was going to win the game. And you knew that Blake Bortles didn't have enough in him to bring them back and drive them down the field and score to win the game. You just knew that. There was no chance whatsoever. It looked like I thought that in the second half, first of all, they weren't doing a lot of the same things. I thought, you know, there was no place for Leonard Fournette to run, but he wasn't running with the same. They were kick ass in the first half.
I think that, you know, they said he re-aggravated the ankle, which he's been re-aggravating ankle injuries for like 3 years now.
It's him.
It's unbelievable. That's a big concern. If I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, if you date back to, this is his rookie season. He's had aggravated and re-aggravated. That was his whole junior year as well. This is two straight years of ankle issues. Well, I would be very concerned.
He's Steph Curry without the championships.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's going to have that forever.
I would be very worried about that. But, it really, truly did feel like they were just playing to hang on.
Yeah.
And that's not unusual. That's a team that has never been there before. You're in Foxborough. It's Tommy. It's Belichick. It's a bunch of crazy Southies in the stands threatening your parents and threatening your children and your girlfriends in the stands, throwing things on them. But they faltered at the end. I think it's a passing of the torch, though. To me, I think the bullies do nothing but get better in the offseason. They have a draft. They'll hyper-focus on their needs, which they're on a lot of needs. And I think, to me, and I know it's not going to be this way in Vegas, but I think next year they're the team to beat. I think Jacksonville is going to be the team to beat, because we see this passing of the torch. We saw it with the Pistons over the Celtics, and then Bulls over the Pistons, and we've seen it with the Philadelphia Eagles at one point in the NFC. And you just, I recognize this. This looks familiar, where a team, look at their roster. Their roster's way more talented than New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
It's more talented than anybody in the AFC.
Yeah, no question. So and they got the defense to build it. So with their first pick at what, 27 or whatever they're picking, 26, 27, 28?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson?
I don't know.
Or Baker Mayfield, if he's still there?
This is where you get in trouble thinking, well, he got us here.
No, that is trouble.
This is where you get yourself in trouble. And my guess is they wouldn't draft a quarterback. You know what? If they want a quarterback, I'd move up to get him. I have no idea where Baker's going to go. Let me just put it this way. Baker comes from a spread system, which historically has not done well in the NFL draft, or I mean in the NFL, he has a sub-6-foot quarterback, or maybe six, but he's a short quarterback. Historically, they have not done well in mass, and they're certainly not drafted early.
Well, how about Mason Rudolph, if he's there?
Yeah, I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's good enough. Not after watching him. You know what? If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're this close, sell out, move up, and go get. If you really like Baker, if you really like Josh Rosen, if you really like whoever, right? They're on the precipice of taking over the AFC. This looks like the Warriors. Do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, well, I mean, except for the fact that Coughlin doesn't strike me as a let's sit tight and see what happens. He strikes me as a no-nonsense. He's not good enough. You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy who might say he's not good enough. You know what the Texans would say? I mean,
look how far he got us.
He got us pretty far. And then the fans would go, yeah, I mean, you know, this is as far as we've ever got. And it's a little bit disrespectful. We'll be talking about Matt Schaub being let's give him an extension. Okay, I guess. And then he starts to squeal every time the Patriots come after him. You know, to me.
Well, but if you
look, isn't it obvious, though, Blake Bortles isn't good enough?
23 of 36, 293 yards.
No, it looks good, right?
And a touchdown and no interceptions.
Yeah, you look at that and you say, hey, that's good enough. And that will be the argument. Did you feel, if you feel like, and you know that he has no chance of bringing you back if you get behind,
no.
That should be your answer. And if Tom Coughlin in his heart says, man, I know we can't come back from this, then he's got to make a change.
How many quarterbacks in that scenario do you believe had a chance to come back? Like, if you can start going down the league and say, this guy, I mean, in Foxborough.
Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger. Like, I mean, probably the names. I mean, I think Matt Stafford maybe could have. Aaron Rodgers for sure could.
Do you have to get to a second hand?
Oh, why? I mean, could Dak Prescott could have taken him back?
Yeah,
why could have Dak Prescott in that situation in Foxborough?
Yeah.
Why?
We saw it last year.
He's talented.
He did last year.
He didn't win a playoff game.
Cam Newton could have.
Aaron Rodgers
on
had
the
time.
Road in New England.
Yes. Why not? They're talented.
Deshaun Watson.
The difference is they're talented enough, and Blake Bortles isn't.
Well, Blake Bortles was at the 30-something yard line with plenty of time, and he got sacked and got stripped because James Harrison apparently could still beat off of the tackles. So let's be clear. It wasn't like first down inside the Patriots 40 and then a sack occurred that pushed him back and kind of ended
the
game.
No, but they were also not – he was also not able to get first downs previously.
But we're talking about –
the field got flipped and he couldn't flip it back.
But we're talking about in this specific situation, did he have a chance to come back? What was he, inside the 40 with the first down when he hit Westbrook?
Did you feel like at any point he had a chance to come back?
I didn't feel like it when he got sacked by James Harrison. When I thought the game was over.
Did you?
I felt like he wasn't going to get it done anyway.
Well, my point is, you talk about Blake Bortles, and I don't care about defending Blake Bortles, but in that situation, in that game against the Patriots in Foxborough, how many quarterbacks make that play?
Well, then you've got if you're this talented and you're this good as a roster, like you could seriously be hardcore Super Bowl contenders for about 5 straight years. It doesn't make sense. If you have a chance to get better than Blake, you can sit and hope and wish and think, and maybe this is a year. Maybe he could have done it if he hadn't gotten sacked. You can hem and haw all that stuff. In your heart of hearts, you know he's not good.
My point is, there are like 5 guys who I would have trusted to make that play.
I don't believe that at all.
Why?
I believe if you're a more talented guy, you might be able to get.
Philip Rivers could get it done.
How many playoff wins does Philip Rivers have?
It doesn't matter. He's got to be able
to
get
the
there.
Point. If you're talented enough to lead a team down the field.
We're talking about talent is not the only thing that plays a part in leading a team down the field. Because Philip Rivers is, I would say, obviously he's had a great career, but for whatever reason, when it comes to playoff time or even getting there, it just doesn't work. Maybe it's just an organization or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get to my second hand of guys I would have trusted to lead a team down the field in that particular situation.
Then you know what you need? You need a first-hand quarterback.
Well, yeah, you do.
So you need to go do something instead of wait and pray and hem and haul. Luckily for the Texans, my guess is that's an organization that would go, well, he threw for 293, one touchdown and no interceptions. His quarterback efficiency was good. And they'll make the same mistake that every organization. And frankly, I should want them to do that because if they get a real quarterback, it's an absolute wrap in the AFC, I think. A real quarterback. Philip Rivers as a Jacksonville Jaguar, they're in the Super Bowl.
Even Alex Smith as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Matt Stafford as a Jaguar, probably Super Bowl.
Alex Smith was on the, what were they, the second seed or the one seed last year, and he didn't get the job done last year.
He didn't have that defense, and he had a good defense, but
he was at home and didn't get the job done against the Steelers.
Well, Andy Reid.
Well, you know who gets the job done against the Patriots? That kind of defense, like Denver's defense.
All I'm pointing out is we point to Alex Smith. He had an opportunity last year and didn't get it done at home.
All right. He didn't get it. So that doesn't mean he can't get it done, though. Alex Smith can get it done.
Have we seen Alex Smith get it done?
Yes, he's talented enough to get it done.
I haven't seen it, and he's 32 now. So how many opportunities is he going to get?
Well, if he gets on that with that kind of defense next year, I'm going to tell you what. I would make. You're right. I think that would be the favorite.
He had a better team last year and didn't get it done at home.
I don't know that he didn't have a better defense.
The Chiefs were really good last year.
Really good, but they're not this defense.
Well, we've seen
Alex Smith. Here was the problem with that defense yesterday. They didn't get to Brady enough. They just didn't with their front four, and I thought they would.
How about you got to sack him like five times?
Yeah. But you got to make him hurry more. He had plenty of time back there.
They really had three great quarters, and in the fourth quarter, they were like, just don't lose. Just don't lose.
To me, it's not about the sack. Oh, quite frankly, a couple of the sacks, Brady, he was kind of dancing around. Yeah.
I think I would have started blitzing him in the fourth.
Yes.
I think I would.
Bring some heat on him.
Because he looked a little shaky at times.
Absolutely did. 716 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little bit about being a champion. Oh, well, what were we doing? Being a champion.
Whoa.
Okay. Hey. Huh? It should be called.
What about energy companies called Bortles? Where it's okay.
Right, no.
Our price point's decent. No. It's our customer service is okay.
No, this is Brady.com, okay? That's what champion is, okay? It ain't Bortles.
I feel a lawsuit coming.
It ain't Bortles.
John, cease and desist, John.
Listen, all I know is that it's way more like Brady than it is Bortles, so stop already.